This is Bouncing Around on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
Well, it was great news. Considering you had the Big Bash on down at the WACA ground, there was the Hotman Cup with Roger Federer in action. Just under 10,000 people still ventured out to NIB Stadium on Thursday night to see the Perth Glory, keeping their fingers crossed, hopefully returning to the winners list against the Wellington Phoenix. They had to come from behind, and they won by 2-1 to just further establish themselves inside the top six, currently in fifth position. Defender, come forward, because we see him go forward quite a bit these days, is Alex Grant. And Alex, one of the West Australian 14 in the Perth Glory squad. Alex, thanks for your time.
No worries, Pat. How are you?
Bit of a relief the other night, I gather, to get back and take all 3 points.
Yeah, definitely. We hadn't won not won for 6 or 7 games now, so coming off the back of 2 draws, we really needed the win, so it was good to get all 3 points.
Alex, saying that, you know, you hadn't won since, I think, middle of November, something like that. Did you feel deep down inside the players that you were playing badly, indifferently, or you were playing well and not getting the results?
I think we showed a bit of inconsistency. Like, in some games we'd rock up over the last month or so, or we'd only show up for half a game, and it was costing us at times. So it was good the other night that the lads put in a solid performance at home, where usually we're pretty formidable, and got the result.
Having a look at the way the game went, before we talk a bit about yourself, great goal by the skipper. I think it's his second one this season, Roston Griffiths, after you're down 1-0, bringing it back to 1-1 with a thunderous strike.
Oh yeah, great strike. Yeah, it changed the momentum in the game. Really, we didn't really look like breaking the deadlock early on, and obviously the skipper's stepped up and found the back of the net just before half time, which was a massive relief for the lads.
What's he like as a skipper? Because this is his first season after, of course, coming back from trying his luck in the likes of the Dutch competition.
Yeah, he's really approachable. You know, he can go swimming with it. Any problems, looks after the squad well. So he keeps us all on our toes and that, and he's can't speak highly of him.
Yeah, good stuff. Adam Taggart, it took him for a while to get over that injury. He got over it. He's back in the side, and what he needs to do is score goals, and scored the winner the other night.
That's it. Yeah, I think he's got 5 and 6 now, Tags, when he's played. So he's obviously he's brought that goal scoring record back with him back to the A League. So it just shows that when he does get the chance and he gets the opportunity to score goals, he finds the back of the net. So it's great for Tags, so I'm really happy for him.
His fellow striker, Andy Keogh, got involved in a bit of an altercation, reportedly, I think, with Marco Rossi of the Wellington Phoenix. Did you know exactly what went down? That was late in the game when I think tensions were a bit high.
Yeah, I missed that, actually. I had my back turned to it at the time, so I didn't actually see it, but I don't think there was too much in it from what he told me, so just a bit of argy-bargy, I think, and that was it.
Alex, where to from here? An important win for the Perth Glory after a series of draws and losses. With Taggart back, we know that Dino Zulbich, I think, will miss one more game before he returns back from his 3-game suspension. The defence has leaked a few goals this season. I think at this stage you've conceded more goals than any other A-League team. Are you getting the chemistry together, do you think, as you work towards the middle and the second part of the season?
I think we're starting to find now players who are available. We're starting to find a bit of consistency within the squad. It's been really chop and change due to injuries and obviously suspensions throughout the first half of the season. So that's kind of hampered it slightly. So now that people are back fit and in contention to play, hopefully we can put our best squad out every week, and the results should follow.
Let's talk a bit about yourself. You still haven't lost a bit of that Manchester accent, Alex.
No, yeah, I've kept that. Yeah, everyone always says that to me. Yeah.
Who do you support in the English competition?
United, Man United, all the way.
You are a Man United player fan. Are you? Did you go? Yeah. When did you leave England? How old were you?
I just turned 11 when I left. So,
did you get to Old Trafford as a youngster?
I did, yeah. I used to go quite regularly, so we got to see quite a few of the games, so that was good. I'd love to go back there and watch them again, but or maybe even play against them one day. But you know,
wouldn't that be good? Across. Well, I'm taking a tour over there in the first week of April. We're actually going to go see Manchester United and Everton at Old Trafford. If you want, tell Kenny Lowe to give you a week off. You can come with me.
I won't mind it. That'd be great. But I don't. Well, you never know. I think I'm the best team of the night, so you might let me go now.
Yeah. Speaking about that too, if you want to come with us, you're more than welcome. Just check on motivetravel.com.au. It's going to be a fantastic week. We're going to see four EPL games, including Manchester United. You spent your early days at ECU Joondalup, a good training ground, and then you decided to try your luck back in the UK.
Yeah, that's right. I started up at ECU when I first emigrated over here. And like, pretty much learned my trade there. There's a lot of other players I've coming from WA who've gone on and done a lot of done well in the professional game. Like, ECU always develops great young talent. I know last year the first team did really well in the state league as well, so that's good to see now that they're picking up. And yeah, when I went over to the UK and had a go over there, but ended up coming back to Australia and. I've really enjoyed it since I've been back. It's been great.
You've been a great addition. There's no question. Of course, you represent Australia at under 17 level as well. Just going back to the UK, just for my final question, you were at Portsmouth for a while, but then you were loaned out to a couple of clubs. Take us through what it's like actually being loaned out. Like, Portsmouth loaned you out, I think, to Eastleigh, just having a look at your CV here, and also Havant and Waterlooville. You also got, I think, loaned out to Macclesfield Town. What's it like when a club says, we need you to get more game time, you're going to go play with this club?
You've got to take it on the chin, I think. You just got to make the most of the opportunity you're given. I mean, especially at an early age for any youngster, it's vitally important that you get game time. So I was offered game time, obviously, in the lower leagues, and I saw that opportunity straight away because I knew how important it was to get games under my belt. But when I was up at Stoke and I got loaned out to Macclesfield, I remember telling Kenny when I first came to the Glory, I got to see both ends of the spectrum, really, because I was watching players arrive at Stoke, say, on a Monday, and they were coming in the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis and all the flashy cars. And then at the end of the week, I was playing for Macclesfield, and where lads are scrounging a living, really, and just going from one payslip to the next, really having it tough in the lower leagues.
And Kenny, being the father figure he is, he would say, Alex, you needed to see that and experience that. It'll make you a better person. And you've spoken very well here on radio this afternoon. Two important games coming up, Alex. You're away to Newcastle Jets next Sunday, and then a big home game against the Melbourne Victory on Saturday the 21st of June as we turn the corner and head towards the business end of the season.
Yeah, that's right. We've got I've just been watching Newcastle been playing Brisbane. They were winning 2-1 last time I checked. So they'll probably go into the game with a lot of momentum, being back at home next week. So we know what we're coming up against with them. We performed poorly against them last time, so we need to make things right over there. And yeah, like you said, we come back to NIB then, and we've got a tough task against the Victory. So yeah, it'd be great if we could get two wins, but we'll just have to take each game as it comes.
And you love going forward, don't you, finally? Is that an instruction by the coach, or you just fancy yourself? After all, I think you've scored one-headed goal this season, haven't you?
That's right, yeah. I always get up for set pieces, so it's good to get in the mixer and hopefully get in the end of the year.
Good stuff. Thanks for joining us, Alex. Good luck for the game on Sunday the 15th of January against the Newcastle Jets, and we'll see you back home the week after that.
Thanks, Peter. Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Alex Grant joining us, the defender for the Perth Glory here on 882 6PR. Just